you know about the true crimes that inspired a Bruce Springsteen album? Or the murders AC/DC was blamed for? How about Taylor Swift's violent stalkers? Or the suspicious deaths of Brittany Murphy and River Phoenix? These stories and more are told in the Disgraceland podcast, hosted by me, Jake Brennan, every Tuesday, where I dive deep into subjects from the dark side of music history and entertainment. So follow and listen to Disgraceland on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Can I say how much I love our listeners? I tell you what, the conversation that we have on the radio, it does not stop. Just because it is time for us to stop talking, it continues on my social media channels. So whether you follow me on Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, LinkedIn, Threads, I am there. And the folks who listen to this show are just so conditioned to continuing that conversation. So at the top of the news, I heard from Beth Ann Bloom, who wanted to make sure that I knew that all Minnesota babies are tested for sickle cell disease at birth. This is part of the newborn screening. And she says it is life-saving because it finds the babies before they get sick and lets treatment begin. She is checking in. Linnea Hoff enjoyed the conversation with Mary Moriarty. Cozy Washington is over on Twitter. Those were my Facebook people. And she really enjoyed that sickle cell conversation. And so continue to discuss with us. Continue to chat with us. That's the reason that we're here, to spark conversation. Before I change the name of the show to the Shaletta Show, the name of the show, it was kind of goofy. I appreciated their try. The bosses, they think they're bosses. They're never the bosses. Okay, so the name of the show was Crucial Conversations with Shaletta. And I was like, that's too many consonants. Can it just be the Shaletta Show? But I understand why they decided to go with that name initially. Is because that's what we're doing on this show. You know, we laugh and joke, but we don't play when it comes to making sure that our kids have good health care, or that we make a difference, or that we support families who have children with special needs, or we talk about tough issues, policing. And, you know, we had the Hennepin County attorney in here. We had some Minneapolis police officers in here. So if there's something going on in the community, even though it may be a difficult conversation to have, we're not going to shy away from it. And y'all know that, you know, I've got three kids with autism, and that can be very lonely. It can be very depressing. You know, I'm out front smiling, but, you know, when my kids were in the trenches and I was trying to do whatever I could to find whatever services that I heard about, it was rough and it was difficult. And I felt so isolated, because none of my friends had special needs kids, right? And they couldn't understand what I was going through. And so, you know, the people that were in my group, my circle, my church, my family members, nobody was going through what I was going through. And I wasn't a part of the special needs community because my kids had just gotten diagnosed. And so finding that community, finding those autism moms and dads and grandparents and aunts and uncles, those teachers, those therapists like Shanna McElwain in South Washington County, you know, those folks who could support us. I'm telling you, I would have drove all of us in the nine seater off into one of these 10,000 lakes if it wasn't for the people at the Family Achievement Center. And so that's why now you see me doing so much to give back to these communities, because they gave so much to me and my family. And so anytime I'm on the air, I always try to have at least one segment where I'm talking about an event or service or resource or program to help families who have special needs children or adults that they're caring for. And that is a first of its kind. I like to be the first person to tell you about stuff because that's just how I roll. It's called a Self-Direction Connection Conference. It's going to bring people together who use self-direction services to share what we've learned with one another. It's happening in Mankato on October 24th. October 27th, excuse me, in Mankato on October 27th, the Self-Direction Connection Conference. I have already secured my child care. I have already told these people at CCO Radio, don't call me that day because I'm going to be in Mankato. And this is the thing. They're going to have some experts there, but they're also going to have parents there who have gone through this, who have stayed up all night scouring and trying to find resources and services, who have the cheat code so that we don't have to learn those lessons the hard way, right? That they've already done it, and they're going to be sharing that information with us. And so I have to tell you that anything that I learned to help my kids, I learned from another parent sitting in the waiting room somewhere in line, and I saw the kids stimming. In the classroom, we were having cookies or, you know, standing outside waiting on the bell to ring and we walk our kids home. That's when I got the most help for my kids. And this event on the 27th in Mankato is going to bring all of us together who are isolated, who are alone, who may be depressed, so that we can learn from one another and share. And so I'm so glad to have Jennifer Durgins here on the John Schuster Caldwell Banker Hotline. Jennifer, I don't know how you got this idea, girl, to put this together, but can I say thank you, because we have been needing something like this for a long time.
Well, thank you so much, and thanks for having me today. I'm just so impressed with your story of strength and community in so many areas, including self-directed services.
Now, this is going to be a one-of-a-kind day of learning and support for people who use these services. Tell me the thought behind doing this, coming up with the idea, and actually implementing it.
Absolutely. So growing up, my mom was a direct support professional back in the 1980s when they were moving folks out of institutions. And I basically took my cues from her in learning that people who, no matter who they are, no matter what disabilities they have a right to direct their own services, to be person-centered, where they get to choose who works with them, when they get to work, how they're going to work, what training they need. And it turns out in my career, I kind of followed in my mom's footsteps and started working with folks who, parents and people with disabilities that direct their own services. So we joined up with the National Center for Advancing Person-Centered Practices and Systems in 2022 to start a project about sending out information into the community about self-direction and hoping that we can connect people together to learn from one another, to basically expand and get more people able to self-direct.
And this Self-Direction Connection Conference is on October 27th. It is in Mankato. And some of the topics, and this is so important, is futures and estate planning, self-advocacy, community support, staff retention, creative solutions. We're getting a legislative update. And folks say, well, I don't vote because, you know, what you know, that's not going to impact me. I'm going to just tell you. The governor of Texas doesn't care anything about special education, which is why I'm here in Minnesota. I would love to be in Texas, but I can't live there because the wait list for services is 10 years. The wait list in Minnesota when I came was 10 months. When I go back to Texas and I show them all of the things that my kids get, all of the services that they receive, all of the resources that we have, there's nothing like that. So it's a lot, Miss Jennifer, but we do have to be on top of these legislative issues. And we don't have to sit up and Google it. We can just come to this conference and get an update about legislation that impacts our families.
Absolutely. And one of the speakers, Angela Guerin, is a parent, and she testified in front of the state legislature this past year to get some things implemented. And she'll be speaking that day along with Vicki Garrett, who is an advocate and policy leader as well. So I think there's a full agenda. We have folks, like you said, talking about estate and future planning. It's so hard as a parent to know what's going to happen to my kid with special needs when I'm gone.
Preach on it, girl. Preach on it. And I tell people all the time, that was the most complicated thing that I have ever done in my life, is sit there and try to plan what's going to happen for my kid if I die. you know, who's going to make sure that they continue to get their benefits? How do I make sure that somebody doesn't take advantage of them? Where do they go? You know, what's out there and available for them? You know, all those things that you have to sit down and think about now while you are in your right mind. And where do you go? You know how I found my estate planner? Another mom. Another parent said, "This you got special needs kids like I do. Get it together, get it in order. You know, before COVID, you know." And we sat down, and she gave me the name of Gold Leaf Estate Plan, and I went over there, and we sat down and talked, and we got all that together. Got my little book, gave it to my parents and my friends who are going to take care of my kids if something happens to me, and they even trained them. You know, they had a little session with the godparents of my children so that they could talk to them about what to do next after I die, because they had no idea.
A lot of times folks have trouble navigating, what do I do once I get services? Once the county tells me I can have services for my child, what do I do next? And so we'll have folks that are parents and support planners doing a lot of different sessions about staff retention, how to interact with your the companies you have to work with, like your financial management provider, how to write self-advocacy into your community support plan, and a lot of different folks coming together. Our main goal of this conference is to connect people with one another. The entire disability movement is on the parents over the generations mm-hmm. that have consistently been coming together, learning from one another, and advancing the advancing folks with disabilities all over the country. And so what better way to learn than from one another?
Yes. Okay. Now, folks are listening. They want to sign up. Where do they need to go? Who do they need to call? How do they get registered?
Great question. You can go to our website, which is harrymiringcenter.org. And right at the top on the right, it says self-direction. You click on that, and you can register for the event right there. There are scholarships available for the event, so we don't want any barriers for folks to come. So we have that. It's $40 to register. We have about 2 weeks left in registration. We have over 18 vendors signed up to come and help support the event, and we're going to have an awesome lunch. And I think it's just going to be really fun. It's been quite a project with all of us coming together, with both people who live this experience, who have kids with disabilities or have disabilities themselves, along with our community partners, to have this wonderful event on the October 27th.
I just appreciate this so much, girl. I wish you knew what this meant for us. You know, when you are a parent of a child with special needs, there's not a place for you to go and openly talk about some of the challenges and get that support. And so the fact that you have put this first of its kind conference together to help us understand how to get the best for our kids, it just means so much to me and so many moms like me.
Well, we appreciate you so much, and thank you so much for working with us. You are going to be our keynote speaker.
Yay!
Which we're thrilled about.
I'm so excited.
I hope all your listeners are going to be able to come so they can hear you speak live. And we're just so grateful to you and your platform and your social media and the ability for you to get the word out with us. I really enjoyed talking with you and getting to know you. I'm super looking forward to it.
Girl, I told you, girl. I said, look, girl, don't tell me to post it on social media, because we're going to max out the room. We're going to max out the wait list. There are going to be people lined up around the corner. Because when I tell my autism moms and dads, look, and grandparents, we got to show up. This event is for us. Girl, they show up, and I'm just so grateful that you have given us a place to go, to be in community that is safe, where we can learn and, you know, we can live a better life, and our kids can live a better life. So, Miss Jennifer, thank you so much for being on the show.